From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Former Vice President Al Gore is expected to endorse Howard Dean tomorrow as his choice in the Democratic presidential contest. A source has told NPR that Gore will make the endorsement tomorrow at a rally in Harlem. He'll then fly with the former Vermont governor first to Iowa and then to New Hampshire, where the Democratic candidates will be holding their final debate of the year tomorrow night. Joining us to talk about this development is NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, what does this endorsement mean? Does it actually matter?
I think it does matter. I don't think this is the most important thing in the nominating process, but it matters. It's a big endorsement. Al Gore was the vice president. He was not only the candidate last time, but he was someone that a lot of members of the Democratic rank and file believe won the last election, and they have tremendous emotional bond with him. I think what this does is it makes Dean look more unstoppable for the nomination. In other words, somebody described it to me as the difference between being the presumptive front runner, in other words, if everything goes well, he could get the nomination, to being the prohibitive front runner. That means if something doesn't go horribly wrong, Dean stands a very, very good chance of being the nominee. And Al Gore has a real following in the party among funders, unions, activists. He also chose someone who was sympathetic with him. Gore and Dean agree on the war. They agree on the use of the internet. They also agree on populism. Dean has run a populist campaign. Gore was criticized for running one last time.
Many of Gore's top campaign staffers from 2000 are working, that includes his chief of staff, his treasurer, his press secretary. They're working for Wesley Clark. Why would they all go one way and Gore the other way?
Well, I don't think they all went to Wesley Clark over Dean. I think a lot of the people who were working for Wesley Clark who used to work for Clinton or Gore are people who didn't sign up with the other candidates early on. Wesley Clark came in late. He needed to assemble his staff. He was a member of the Clinton administration, and he got a lot of old Clintonites. As a matter of fact, his communications director, Chris Lehane, was working for Kerry. He had a falling out with him. So I don't think it was a matter of Gore clearly indicating which direction he was going and people who had worked for him going in another. But I think it is fair to say Gore does march to the beat of his own drummer. He always has been more or less of a loner. I don't think this was some kind of a group decision among former Clinton-Gore administration people. This was Gore himself deciding to make a very dramatic gesture at a key moment.
Is it a case of the Democratic establishment endorsing Howard Dean, or is Al Gore's standing with the Democratic Party not quite that august right now?
Well, I think the whole notion of the Democratic establishment is a really interesting one. What is it? You could say that for the past several months, especially in the last several weeks, the Democratic establishment, whatever it is, has been nervous about Dean and casting about for a candidate that could stop Dean. They didn't. Here's Al Gore, who was kind of a one-man establishment, who decided to step into the breach and give Dean a pretty important blessing. I don't think there really is a Democratic establishment. Howard Dean has been running very, very effectively against the notion of a Democratic establishment that wouldn't stand up to George Bush, and he's been doing very, very well as an outsider.
And in the 2 seconds left, we should just note this can't be good news. It's obviously bad news for Joe Lieberman, whom
very
Al Gore really
news.
Elevated to national prominence by putting
yes,
him
who
on the
I understood heard about this from the media, not from Al Gore himself today.
NPR's Mara Liasson, thank you very much.
Thank you,
today,
Robert.